Hello everyone, I'm back again. Not to do the 12 gifts this time, but I've just finished reading another good book, and this one was by Val McDermid, and it was a book called The Vanishing Point, and it was an absolutely brilliant read. I have to say, I really enjoyed this book. You know, it was really interesting, and it was it had a really good twist to it. And I really like stories with a good twist to it. And Val McDermid, there's one thing I like about Val McDermid is that she has a very, you know, she really knows how to keep the reader guessing, and you know, and you never know what to expect by the end of it. And The Vanishing Point was just one of those things. It was just one of those books where you just, you know, the ending and everything, you know, the suspect, it really surprised you as to who it was and things like that. It was a big surprise, you know, coming towards the end. And I was like really gobsmacked. I was like thinking, I never would have expected that to actually happen. But, you know, it was really good. And that's what I liked about it. And that's what made it really good. That it was just, you kept guessing, and it was so unpredictable. You know, and the actual suspect, she made the suspect, the person who, you know, most of the readers would suspect of, you know, kidnapping the child in the book, you know, she really, really hid that well, and she really made it look like that he had actually done it, and then it turns out a big whammy, and that was really good. I liked how she, you know, really tricks the reader, and it's just brilliant. I love a good author who knows how to trick their readers into thinking, oh, it's that person, and then, you know, really surprising them at the end. And it was just brilliant. I loved this book. Now, I've been waffling on about it, but let me tell you what it's about. It's about a boy who gets kidnapped, and I will read you a little bit of the blurb. Hang on a minute. Right, the blurb reads, Stephanie Harker is travelling through a security at O'Hare Airport with 5-year-old Jimmy, but in a moment everything changes in disbelief. Stephanie watches as a uniformed agent leads her boy away. The authorities, unaware of Jimmy's existence, just see a woman behaving erratically. Stephanie is wrestled to the ground and blasted with a taser gun. By the time she can tell them what has happened, Jimmy is long gone. But as Stephanie tells her story to the FBI, it becomes clear that everything is not as it seems. With time rapidly running out, how can Stephanie get Jimmy back? And it's a lot more... it's a lot more complicated than what the blurb actually states. Stephanie is actually the foster mother of the child, and the child actually belongs to a celebrity, and he has just been kidnapped at the airport. And, you know, she's the story is based on Stephanie telling the whole past as to from Jimmy's birth, before Jimmy's birth, and after Jimmy's birth, and what life was like living with this celebrity and things like that. But the one thing that really, really disappointed me on this, you know, in this book was the fact that it sounded a bit, I don't know, I just felt it was sounded a bit too much familiar, because it almost sounded like Jade Goody's story made different, you know, that it was almost like the celebrity in the book, Jimmy's mother, was very much like Jade Goody's story, and but it was just twisted around and turned and changed and, you know, chopped and changed. It didn't seem very original, but the rest of it was quite original, and it was quite a good story, and I did enjoy it. You know, that was the only downfall, but other than that, it was a great book. Definitely worth a read. I'd say you all read it.